from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, it's official. New Jersey Senior Senator Cory Booker holds the record for the longest ever speech in recorded Senate history. The Democrat began his speech Monday night, 7 p.m., in full-throated protest of the Trump administration's actions, arguing the current administration is plunging America into a crisis.
God bless America. We need you now. God bless America. If you love her.
Booker ended up speaking up for 25 hours and 4 minutes. South Carolina Senator Strom Thurmond's 24-hour and 18-minute filibuster of a civil rights bill back in 1957 was the previous record. Meantime, one of Booker's staffers under arrest for carrying a pistol on Capitol grounds without a license. This was just minutes before Booker took to the Senate floor for his speech. Kevin Batts is a special assistant for the lawmaker. He was arrested after failing to go through security. The most powerful Democrat in one North Jersey town is working his new teaching job after being released from federal prison earlier this year. Hillside Democratic Committee Chair Anthony Salter served 18 weeks in prison after pleading guilty to failure to file a tax return. Now he earns $80,000 as a teacher for homebound students. In a letter to his fellow Hillside teachers obtained by New Jersey 101.5, Salter said his time in prison was, quote, a total waste of taxpayer monies. In its latest move against higher education, the Trump administration has halted several dozen federal research grants at Princeton University.
A campus message from the school's president said officials received notifications this week that grants were being suspended by agencies, including the Department of Energy, NASA, and the Defense Department. The rationale was not fully clear, but Princeton vowed to comply with the law. Princeton is the latest Ivy League school to have its federal funding jeopardized by the Trump administration. This month, Columbia University in New York agreed to several demands from the federal government after it pulled $400 million and threatened to cut much more. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Three Woodbridge High Schools will be getting metal detectors following an incident sparking new security measures. The schools were not supposed to get them until next year, but now they're arriving sooner, News 12 reports. This after a loaded gun was found in a student's backpack last month. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 8:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 8:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
The combination of increasing clouds and an onshore breeze will keep temperatures on the cool side today. We start off in the 30s and 40s, and highs only make it to around 50 this afternoon. It's a quiet weather day. Winds will stay relatively light. A rain shower may clip northern New Jersey as we move into this evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy overnight. Temperatures dip into the lower 40s this evening, then rise into the lower 50s by daybreak tomorrow. Cloudy and warm tomorrow. There is a chance of a spot shower or thunderstorm at some point. Highs 70 to 75. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Right now, Elizabeth, 39 degrees. It's 39 in Lakewood, Sea Isle City, 38. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.